you're not working the lolly factories,
do you? No, I was in there for 2 weeks and moved over to the box factory, so I like to glue boxes together. I call it origami.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nice. It's not that complex, but keeps me busy. Right. It's a little mezzanine, it cuts it out for you and put them on a table and fold them up and glue them together. 7 a.m. till 8 a.m. Go back at 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. I can do more hours if I want. I think you get like $9.70 or $9.60 a day. Got another brother boy coming out with me tomorrow, starting up. Got him a gig with me in the morning. Don't have to stand around for muster either. Little things like that, I stay away from the musters and that as much as I can.
Yeah, I was working at Shaw Ken Concreting with my brother Jaden. Shout out to him. It was good, but doing the house slabs and that, it got too much. But then I left there and started doing other concreting like footpaths and that, and that was a big journey doing over them. It's a nice thing to learn. I was at Fulham, I'd done my stop-go bat, the traffic management, welding courses. Because I got an intellectual disability, it was hard. There wasn't help. I'd have to rely on the brothers and that to help me. I don't like doing courses at the moment because I got no one to help me with it. And that's the main thing. Like, it does my head in that I can't write and spell and stuff like that. Like, I'm more hands-on. I can't read and write. So, like, me building things and that, I'm very intelligent doing stuff like that. But, yeah.
You come here and that and you think everything's going to be a bit more cruisy. You're going to apply for Bush Gang, which you got here and that. You're probably going to get a job on the outside, try and get a few permits up. It makes it easy for parole if you want to progress to, like, Beechworth from here and that. But I just think everyone just finds it very hard here to get. You sort of get here and everything just stops, you know?